It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week, wherever you are. Hopefully you're dry or listening to a podcast while you're in a tree trying to hunt a big buck. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a little time out of your weekend to listen to the smokiest show on the airwaves and podcast, as Jop mentioned. A lot of people podcasting the show. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. Look at the top right corner and look for the headset. Click on it. We'll send you the show for free.
Yeah.
It should be worth $1.380.
Right, right. But we won't charge because we just like you to listen to us. You know, it's an ego thing, right?
That's right.
Not so much. But
no, it is, really.
Yeah. This week, Bob had guests in from out of town. My new stepson and his girlfriend were in for about 10 days. And so there was a lot of cooking for four when they were around. There were some real challenges there because at noon you think you're going to be cooking for four, and at 5:30 when you get home, there's only two of you. And so you
Then you have lunch for tomorrow.
Well, that's it. But couple that with my bride, who's trying to lose some weight, so she's on a pretty restrictive diet right now. And Jop wasn't cooking what he thought he was cooking pretty much any day. But you're right. You can live with the leftovers and make it happen. But this portion control thing is very interesting because it's 4 ounces of vegetables, 4 ounces of protein, and then she can have some fiber, right? Which is
straw.
Right, yeah. But cooking that light is not generally my style.
Mm-hmm.
And try to go to Sobeys and buy 4 ounces of meat of anything. And so you buy something for her and I, and either you get a little big so I get a full portion, or I'm on the diet as well.
Yeah, one big steak and just cut a little piece off.
Right, right, for her.
That's what we do anyway.
But I'm typically the guy that wants the one big steak. I don't want to cut any off, right?
Oh, sound a little greedy.
Right. No, not greedy. That's just honest, man. I like steak. We did have it the last night that they were there, and so then it turned the other way. I went over to Sobeys and bought four really nice ribeyes, right? And I know that we're going to have some left over. Well, I get there, and there's two more of those horses there that are his buddies that want to see him. You know, the last night he's going
to
be
here. So you sent him to the store and told him to take care of it?
Right. Yeah, you know how I roll. No, I just went and did it and put a couple extra steaks on the grill, made some room, and we had a lot of fun. But I will tell you that the new one that I've got out of this is I grilled sweet potatoes three times for him because that's one of those fiber vegetables that everybody likes.
Right.
And cut them real thin and rolled them in some Old World EVO garlic, usually, and then hit them with some sea salt, and then just rolled them in a grilling basket.
A little allspice and cayenne sometimes is good.
Yep. And so it was good. But
The grilling basket's a smart idea for sweet potatoes.
Right.
Because they want to stick to the grate.
Right. Exactly.
So if you have something that'll allow you to flip it, it's great.
Yeah, and that's what it was. And with a little oil on there, they didn't stick too bad, and they crisp up a little bit.
Yep.
So I was I'm like, huh, I don't usually make sweet potatoes, but it was a request, so I did it.
They're good when they're not smothered with brown sugar.
Yeah, exactly. that's exactly right. I mean, the little bit of the garlic EVO just gave them enough flavor, and that salt was good. So enjoyed that. But anyway, that was my grilling extent for the last week. There was a lot of it, but it was very spot on, spot off for me. And you know me, I'm a kind of a planner.
Yep.
And I decided, don't let that frustrate me. You know what? Just roll with it, cook what you got, and if there's leftovers, somebody will eat them or they won't. You know, you can always freeze them and use them in other things. Chicken, did a lot of chicken, beef, you know, pork. So cut it up, you know, use it up.
Absolutely. Have been working again on the motor coach, and I got it back.
Tell me it's not brakes.
I got it back from the shop out in Coopersville. I think it's called Exit 16. I'm sorry, Ryan, I forgot the name of your shop, but this place is right by all the car dealers there along the freeway in Coopersville on O'Reilly, or O'Malley is the name of the road. And this thing brakes like a brand new truck, man. It's a 32-foot coach. And it's got a 454 and I don't know, 13,000 pounds or something.
Right.
But she stops on a dime.
Right.
So the bonehead that did it before, we fixed all his mistakes, and he'll be seeing the bill. But it's fantastic. I took it to work. I'm storing it in our lot there. I got to do a bunch of cleanup, emptied the holding tanks. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a crappy job.
Well, it's pretty easy. We're all set up there at Camping World. If you're a member of the Good Sam Club, or if you're a customer, in other words, you can roll in anytime and use our fill and dump stations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can plug in if you don't get a campsite. We have plug-ins there, so you're stuck on the road at 9 o'clock at night and you have a site. You can just roll up, plug in, plop down. There's motorhomes and coaches there every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yep. So did you get the levelers, the big feet things working too? Yep.
Yes.
Because that was hydraulics more than anything, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Well, it was just switches, really.
I see.
So I'm good to go, and got to put a coat of wax on it, took it into one of our – we have all these big service bays, so I took it inside, and I got – thanks to Hank, I got the generator, the converter was a little screwed up. It wasn't charging the home battery because it has one for storage. So I'm good to go, and next Wednesday and Thursday I'll be going up to Whipple, and I'm just going to take my Jeep up and stay in the Trotwood, but I'll take my chainsaw.
Hunt the first time before you get into Trotwood so you don't smell like fuel oil the whole time you're there. I'm thinking that doesn't help your hunting much.
I'm taking the chainsaw and my pruning, I've got one of these long poles with the blade, pruning saw, and I'm going to widen that driveway so I can get that beast down it.
Oh, really?
Without
so you're going to be knocking trees down, not just
I should be able to just trim branches, and I think I'll be okay. But I'm taking a tape measure.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. And then you got a nice level spot back in there that you can park the thing.
Perfect.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking I'm just going to park out by the road so I don't go into the property much, because I'll be running a generator at night. And it's very quiet. It's got an onboard Onan.
Well, how is it that you have to run a generator at night in the motorhome when you could always sleep in a tent and have no generator and just be fine?
Well, it's
are you getting soft?
I'm getting old. It's really cold out at night now.
Yeah. It seems like my sleeping bag froze to my cot one night when I was up there, but that's just a whole other story.
We were 10 years younger.
Yeah, it's just a whole other story.
Well, that's because you had to bring a hammock.
Right. It was cold that night. I remember it quite well.
Well, as I recall, you did bring the proper traveling bar, though, and there was a bottle of tequila and a bottle of bourbon in it.
So there was.
At least our ice lasted.
I didn't say it was painful that I froze. I just said I remember it freezing to the
I'm going up Wednesday and Thursday, and I'll be going out to Chase Creek Smokehouse to get dinner the first night. So it'll be good to see Pat and Linda and all the gang out there.
And if you've not been there, US 10 in 131, south of Cadillac, north of Big Rapids, and then you go west on US 10 about 4 or 5 miles down to the little burg of Chase, Michigan. Hang a left off US 10, and you're right there. You can't miss the place, but you got to go.
It's huge.
Fantastic. Yep. He's got a great smokehouse, unbelievable food.
Huge bar.
Outdoor fire pits. I mean, this place is really cool.
Yeah. And matter of fact, you'll get a chance to see it in February. We're putting together, we're cooking up a chili cook-off.
Right.
And, of course, Pat and Linda will be in Florida, I believe, at that time, but they're going to fly home for it. But
nice.
It'll be a grilling, guys. We got to figure out some of the details on this so it comes together properly. But if nothing else, we'll have a nice big fire outside and all kinds of chili and some good...
6 foot apart, make your pot of chili, bring it on, and then we'll just... We'll get the rest of it taken care of.
That's right.
Yeah, that should be fun.
So I finally got all my hunting gear out. I haven't even flung an arrow yet.
Well, that's you got what? You got 3-4 days before you need to be accurate. So
I'll get with it. I'll get my practice cube out tonight and fling a few and get to. I'm going to take Babe's advice and just not fling as many, but just try and fling the perfect shot. That was really good advice.
Sure. Sure. And, you know, there's a lot of factors. If you're sitting on the ground, it's a lot easier than in a tree, right?
Yeah.
We both know that. So if you've got a stable seat and you can hold yourself still, you can usually make a pretty accurate shot. But a lot of that is a variable in a windy tree.
Right.
You know?
Right. And so, I'm always in a tree. And I shoot a compound bow, so it's a little trickier.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about that deer hunting, and maybe if you get some fresh venison, how you might want to cook it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.